Difficult one to take after, the heroics that we showed and the way we played on Friday night. But just said to him, I don't think I'd changed anything, maybe personnel-wise, but you can't come here and, just try and play football. We still tried to play, but on a pitch, you've got to be able to mix it and match it. And I just thought they were more physical than what we was. And we didn't win our personal battles today.
Say more physical, but I think you picked up more bookings, four bookings.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. And just by little silly fouls, reactions. But I'm not going to have a go, you look at the side and you've got Donnarumma, Jan and Beasley to start with. That are probably 29, Jan's 30, the rest, you're under 22 squad. The disappointing thing is that I just feel that they should have given us more energy and they didn't.
I mean, the thing for me is driving down here, I thought, I hope he doesn't change anything. I thought you might have to leave Kieran Toner out because he's one of the oldest members of the squad. But to me, you changed formation. You didn't play like you did on Boxing Day against Ferriby. You played two up top instead of one with two attacking wide men out wide. You went to that after the break and you nearly scored twice.
I never changed anything. It was 4-4-2 for both. We didn't play 4-4-2 against Ferriby. Today we started as a 4-4-2. I don't think our wide men gave us anything today in the first half. And that was the difference in the first half. Their wide men were more threatening than what ours was. And any change I made at second half was putting Curtis up there and Danny Forrest out wide. So there was no change, in formations. It was a 4-4-2.
When we sat here, it didn't look as if you seemed to be playing down the middle to Beasley and Margetts. There was no attacking wide men, whereas against Boxing Day, Bateson and Davey, who you left out today, caused all the problems.
Yeah, exactly. And Davey, was half fit, so, we had to risk him towards the end. Curtis never really gave us anything today. Whether that's tiredness or not, I don't know. You just saw a totally different team, really. They didn't work hard enough for me, didn't work hard enough for themselves. But like I said, I thought the difference first half was their wide men wanted it more than our wide men. There was going forward, there was coming back. Ours was cheating a wee bit, but not doing anything, not threatening at all. So, as a fullback, you get the ball and you've got no other option but to go, down to your strikers. Because our wide men didn't give us anything in that. And, credit to Curtis and Grant, they probably aren't out-and-out wingers. But you have to go with what you got. Tom Davey, Kieran Toner, you're looking hindsight, do you play him? They wasn't fully fit to play him, so we couldn't play him. And, if you're at a football club, you expect to be in the squad and when called upon. We had game 48 hours earlier. If they're not good enough, they shouldn't be at the club.
Their first goal was a penalty inside a quarter of an hour, and that's how it stayed until 9 minutes from the end. Did you have any problems with the penalty?
Yeah, you look at the phases before the penalty. Young Matty Dixon's done a great job again, tracked his runner. The ball's come in, and I feel that with a keeper, you shout and you just let it run through. We said to Jan at half time, that's where I look from, a different phase of the game. It's coming through. Matty Dixon's done what he can, headed the ball away. But to me, you get a call. It goes straight for the keeper. Like I said, Matty's done his job. He's headed it away, gone to another player. They've played it back into the box. And Jan thought, whether he thought and he knew he should have come for the first one, he's come for the second one, got caught out, penalty.
So now you have to lift the side for New Year's Day when you play Ferriby again, this time away from home?
Yeah, definitely. Like you say, we know we've got it in our locker. People will look and be disappointed. It's another away game that we've lost. The pressure was off us a wee bit today because we won on Friday. If we didn't win on Friday and won, lost again today, it would have been a massive, horrible disaster, but we got the 3 points that no one expected us to get on Friday. Today, just wasn't our day. We've just got to pick ourselves up, training on Tuesday and go again on Thursday and, hopefully get another 3 points at Ferriby.
Will it be a full session on Tuesday or will you have to take it a little bit easy with the games coming thick and fast?
Yeah, it's something that we'll assess. We've got another long journey home now. Some sorry, sad faces on there, but just got to pick them up and we know what's in our locker and know what's on our day we can perform. It's like I've said to the young players out there, you know, when I was a young kid, you know, if you wanted to be a footballer, you wanted to play in the Football League, you had to have a good attitude wherever you played. You know, people have come here today and I think the body language has let them down because they've come and thinking, what am I doing here? You know, no matter where you are, people are watching you. Your attitudes have got to be spot on. Your standards have got to be spot on. And I think too many of us let our standards drop today.